Hello. I'm going to talk about LibRatBag, which is a daemon to configure input devices. So who am I? My name is Philippe Lynch. I like beer. I'm a student. I'm one of the maintainers of LibRatBag, and I package some stuff for Arch Linux. So the table of content, I'm going to explain a bit better what is LibRatBag. Then I'm going to talk about the current status, what we have planned for the future, and a really, really quick overview of the IT protocol. Then how you can define your own LibRatBag driver. Then some questions. So what is LibRatBag? LibRatBag is a DBus daemon to configure the hardware of input devices. So for example, some high-end devices like this one, you can change the sensibility and other aspects of the hardware, but they often, the manufacturer often only provides official drivers for like Windows and sometimes maybe Mac, but never Linux really. So if you buy such an expensive mice like this one, you want to be able to change those settings, and that's what LibRatBag allows you to do. We are vendor agnostic, so our API is not tied to any particular vendor, so you can define your own driver for any mouse or any other kind of input device. And have it work. So right now we mainly support Logitech because they actually use a standard protocol between all of their devices. So it's really easy to not necessarily maintain, but to have the same code work for different models. While other vendors like SteelSeries have like a different protocol for each hardware, so it's a bit of a mess. And LibRatBag was created in 2015 by Benjamin Tiswach, who is one of the maintainers of the id subtree of the kernel, and Peter Utterer, who is the maintainer of libinput and most of the Linux input stack. So what can you configure with LibRatBag? So you can change the resolutions, so the DPI settings, you can change the report rate, you can remap buttons, you can do hardware macros, and you can change the effects of the LEDs. So for clients, we currently have RatBag CTL, which is SLI client. Which is CLI client, but it's mostly intended for debug.